This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, joining us next is the Yankee reporter for their hometown network, radio network here in New York, WFAN. You catch him doing spots on SNY TV all the time here in New York, too. How many years have you been following the Yankees now? How many years have you been the Yankees beat reporter for the radio station, Sweeney?
19 on the radio since, let's see, that's 13 now for SNY and 9 for MLB Network.
It doesn't seem that long. MLB Network, yeah, a little bit, but
you haven't seen my hairline.
Still got that good tan working, though, Murdy. I got to give you that.
Oh, perfect.
Never lost that from your
Beautiful.
Penn State days. All right, yeah, what are you going to do with the Yankee game going on and Penn State facing off in Michigan? Have you already been to the press box yet? Have you scoped the TV you can get quasi-control of?
I was in this exact same seat a week ago when Penn State Iowa was on in prime time. And fortunately for me, the ESPN app on my iPad works perfectly.
There you go. Okay.
So I can get the game up a little bit. I tell you, truth be told, though, there was a point last week's game where I just had to switch it off because it was getting to a point where I really couldn't divert my attention any longer or try to divert my attention any longer. So, it had to go off at one point. I hope it doesn't get that. I hope tonight it gets to that point because Penn State's up by so much, I no longer have to worry about keeping an eye on that game.
There you go. Or the Yankees are up 12-0. Not the case last night, but shoot. All the runs scored in the first inning. Astros get one in the top. Some bad catching being done by Gary Sanchez led to the only Astro run of the night. Yankees get four off Verlander, and then he really settles down and mows them down. But by that time, the horse was out of the barn. This is a bullpen game. We saw scoring early, but then dead stop. Are we going to see early scoring again tonight, but will it continue thereafter, Sweeney?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it almost feels like one might feed off the other, where if, you know, the guys start rolling, then the guys that follow, and there's pressure on both sides here. You know, the Astros want to win so they don't get to game seven where anything can happen. The Yankees have to win in order to keep their season alive. So I wonder if it's the idea, like, when one pitcher throws a scoreless inning, does the pressure start to mount? And the next guy kind of keeps going, doing the same thing because the hitters are starting to feel it. I don't know. I do know that there's going to be a point where somebody is going to get three really important outs, and we're going to say, wow, that inning that guy threw was the biggest of the game.
Probably right there. The Yankees did it, how many times, 12 or 14, quote-unquote, with an opener during the regular season?
Yeah, they used Chad Green a bunch. They were more successful with it earlier than later. But it's you know, Green is getting a little bit more of a leash tonight than a traditional opener. You know, if he's going well, if pitch count's not an issue, you know, Aaron Boone indicated that, you know, he could let him ride for a little while. And, you know, basically the idea of, you know, Green is pitching tonight, he's probably not going to pitch at all, you know, pitch tomorrow. You know, unless it works so perfectly where you get through, you know, whatever you need to, and, you know, tomorrow turns into whatever it turns into. But I think they look at this as the idea that this is Chad Green's game to start, and he's not going to necessarily go out there throwing 80 or 90 pitches like a starter, but this is his start. Now, the guy that starts today probably doesn't pitch tomorrow, you know what I mean? So I think if he's moving along pretty well, I think they feel like, if he gets them through 9 hitters and gets, you know, 8 outs, 9 outs, I think they take that.
Understood. And I think same thing on the Astros side. Brad Peacock, who has been more of a starter than a reliever during his career, but has been used in relief this year and previous years as well, the choice for the Astros. Do you think that one plays into the other? If Chad Green is rolling along and Peacock is rolling along, the managers would almost dare each other to say, all right, you go to the bullpen first.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, you know, they're trying to choose from both hands where they say, okay, I'm going to watch this guy and see how he's doing, but I'm also going to realize that I have a matchup that's going to be more favorable once I get there. So you kind of got to toe that line and, you know, see where the result takes you there. The interesting thing for me about Peacock, you know, Green's been a reliever for pretty much his whole big league career, and he pitched 2 days ago. He's going to pitch today. Peacock pitched only one inning last night, but he warmed up the day before. He was warming up in the first inning when Zach Greinke was in a whole lot of trouble, and when Gary Sanchez struck out on three pitches, Peacock sat down. If Sanchez gets on or gets a hit, Greinke's probably out of that ballgame. Peacock's there. My point is that he warmed up 2 days ago, pitched yesterday, and now this is, as pitching coaches charted, this is a third straight day of work. I wonder how much he has in his gas tank right now and how effective he is. You know, A.J. Hinch has no problem giving him the ball. He talks about the slow heartbeat he's got. And last night, you know, because he hadn't pitched this entire postseason, he feels he's ready to go. But even having not pitched 3 days in a row of some sort of work, I just wonder what effect that might have potentially for him today.
That's a good point. And, yes, if you were saying right now, who do you think is going to go longer, Yankee opener or Astro opener? I might actually give you the Yankees with Chad Green. Sweeney Murdy, yeah, Yankee beat reporter for WFAN, their flagship station here in New York, with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Yankee lineup. No Great Supplies, 1-2-3, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres. Aaron Hicks, who we didn't know before this series started that he was going to play at all, and when he got placed on the roster, how much he was going to play, hit the big home run last night, moves up into the number four spot. If I told you 10 days ago Aaron Hicks was going to be batting cleanup in an elimination game for the Yankees, what would you have told me?
I told you 2 hours ago he was probably going to bat cleanup, remember?
Well, I'm saying 10 days ago might have been a different answer, huh, Murdy?
Yeah. It's, you know, he was at a point where you weren't sure he was going to play, and he missed 2 months. You know, the quality of his bats, his first game where he drew out 2 walks the first time up, you know, first 2 times up, it tells you he was seeing the ball well. You know, last night, his home run last night could go down as something in – as the one of the epic Yankee postseason home runs, if this turns into a Game 7 and a Game 7 victory for the Yankees. If it doesn't, you know, it just gets washed away. It gets filed into, like, you know, the Raul Ibanez category where, yeah, it was great, but the Yankees didn't win anything that year. So, but to get to your original question, no, I wouldn't have given it much chance because the Yankees were not even sure he was a starting player for them. They thought maybe he's more off the bench. But because of the situation with Stanton and where they stand with everybody else right now, they ended up giving him a chance. And, you know, Stanton getting hurt game one pushed the Yankees into a position where they had to make some decisions. He's not in the lineup today. Edwin Encarnacion is back out there. It's not that Stanton hurt himself, but they felt, you know, trying to push him back off of that after the, you know, the long flight and everything else, they felt Encarnacion was going to be the better option for them there today. So, and that's why you have Hicks 4 and Encarnacion 5 in the lineup today.
Do you believe that Boone at least considered in keeping Stanton in the lineup as a DH, maybe playing Encarnacion at first, moving LeMahieu to third? G.R. Shell is also hitting a .111 at this point, hasn't hit in his series so far. Gave him a great unexpected season, but hasn't been a huge contributor here in the postseason. Do you think Boone contemplated trying to get his lineup a little bit more power laden?
No, I don't think he considered that move. I think he likes the way we've seen him run the same defensive alignment for his infield out there every game this postseason. I think he likes the way it plays. I think it's important for the way that plays with the Astros, who are more of a contact team than a lot of other teams in 2019 have been. Don't strike out as much. So putting the ball in play puts a premium on the defense. I think if you saw between the third game against the Twins and the first couple of games here, I think you saw a lot of really good defense from the Yankees. The game four loss was really ugly and got ugly late, and they started booting the ball around. But I think if you notice some of the good defense they played to that point, positioning was really important. You know, they had players making plays, but they were also in the right spots quite a bit. That's a testament to the coaching staff. I think they prided themselves on the defense they played and were really turned off by what it turned into the other night. But that's another reason why I think the defensive alignment in the infield was really important to them.
I've done a couple of shows here in New York over the last few days, and if I heard it once, I heard it 8 or 9 times. A couple of the Yankees' offensive players who are struggling are due, that Brett Gardner is due, and Gary Sanchez is due, and Edwin Encarnacion is due. Well, you got a couple of guys on Houston. Yuli Gurriel's hitting 050, and Yordan Alvarez is hitting 053. Astros got a couple of guys that are due as well. Of all of the guys who are murky below the Mendoza line, who do you think is actually due and could be a big factor tonight?
That's a great question. You know, it's hard to tell. You've had a lot of good pitching in this series from both sides, and that has a lot to do with it. Of the guys in the Yankee lineup who are due, it's really tough to tell. I mean, you want to say Gary Sanchez, but what is he? You know, his at bats haven't shown you that that's true. Outside of the one home run that he hit, I would probably think about Didi Gregorius in that 6th spot. You've got the potential with Torres batting 3, Hicks batting 4. You've got the potential to have some traffic on and base in front of him, and that would be the spot where I would say that's what's going to get one of these guys going. Now, you know, they lost games 3 and 4 because they left too many guys on base. And you had guys in those situations that couldn't get the big hit. But the Yankee, you know, any manager, not even just the Yankee, but any team will tell you, if you get guys on base, you're putting yourself in situations where you give yourself the best chance to succeed. So I would say Didi Gregorius in the 6th hole, because he probably has a better chance to come up with guys on base, is probably better suited to have one of those big breakout hits.
Understood. All right, I'm going to make you go to the crystal ball and make a prediction on tonight's game. But not who's going to win. I'll go a different direction instead. Will or won't Adam Ottavino go to the mound tonight for the Yankees?
Yes. Yes, he will. He's going to be, you know, because if this worked out absolutely perfectly for the Yankees, you would say Chad Green could get you 2, maybe 2-plus innings. Jay Happ is available to, and is a starter who can give you length. And if he's rolling along, it's not out of the realm to see him get 4 innings. So now you're talking about, you know, best case, I could say working 6 or into the 7th inning. Do you think it's going to go best case? Do you think both these guys are going to be, you know, both these managers are just going to not have to make a move for the first 6 innings outside of one pitching change? I don't. I don't think it's going to work that way. I think you've got a situation where, you know, they're going to want to be aggressive and try to nail down this game. And I think it's going to mean a spot where you have to go to Ottavino to get at least one of these right-handed batters out.
If Ottavino comes in and doesn't do the job, and that can vary as to how good or bad doesn't do the job actually is, will Boone be second-guessed for putting him in?
I think if they lose, everything and anything Boone has done to this point is going to be, you know, up for public debate.
Good point.
It's not going to hinge on one particular move. If they lose the game, you're going to point to 6 or 7 different things. It's going to be, you know, Austin Romine should have started over Gary Sanchez. You know, that all of these things are going to be things that are going to be in the public discussion for the next 6 months until the next real game starts again.
Understood. Sweeney, as always, a pleasure. We'll be talking again soon. Enjoy going back and forth between Penn State and the Yankees. And, yes, remember what you're getting paid for. That would be the Yankee
Max.
Work. So the Nits are in good shape.
That's why I'm here and not watching the Yankees game on TV from Penn State.
Exactly right. Sweeney, good stuff. That's Sweeney Murdy, Yankee beat reporter for WFAN, the Yankees hometown network. Here in New York, and also a TV reporter for SNY on the Bomber side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.